with just the pipe sticking out, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Now, in this little setting of scriptures, there are four things I want you to remember. Which of you building a tower, intending, the first thing you must have to build anything is good intentions. Good intentions. Not bad intentions, good intentions. There's a lot of things you get involved with on good intentions you find out later, but good intentions. It's how you start out. Which of you intending to build a tower, a relationship, stewardship, work in the kingdom of God, whatever it is, starts out with good intentions. But when you have your intentions, the next thing you do is, he said, the first thing you do is, once you intend on doing this, is to sit down, is to take time to think it through, lest you start and forfeit somewhere along the way. Is this really what I want to do? Is this really what God wants for me? What are the consequences of not finishing? What are the rewards of finishing? And he sits down. That is that private time with just you and your mind and no pressure from anybody. You sit down and analyze the situation. God, should I go or should I forbear? Should I pursue or should I stay? Should I build or should I not? And then when you say, okay, the rewards are great. Now, can I do it? Count the cost. And I'm here to tell you, you can't count the cost once you start building. That spells bankruptcy. You have to count the cost before you ever say, I'm willing to do it. Get the concrete trucks. You've got to count the cost. Give me an estimate. You ever build a house and you said, hey, just build it. I'll just pay you when we get through. Oh, you're not very smart. No. Give me an estimate so I can sit down and count the cost if I have sufficient to finish it. This is the phase where you think about the consequences of forfeiting and the rewards of finishing. And if I don't finish, what will others say? Oh, he started out good, but he finished lousy. Finishing is where you build your confidence. You see, too many people want to finish. They want to start up here and finish here. That's not how it works. You start here and finish it. Then you move here and finish it. Then you move here and finish it. And you move here. That's how he got there. Everybody that got here didn't start here. They started down there and finished it until they moved up. And they moved up till finally the rewards begin to pay off of finishing. And then the last thing, see, that's a confidence builder. When you finish something, you're just so proud of yourself. I finished it. And then finishing, of course, becomes inevitable because you've done all your homework. You know you can follow through. You know you can finish it. And there's so many people today that want to win, but they forfeit along the way while they are winning. They're winning, but they forfeit. And when you forfeit, you lose everything. There's one thing that always kept me in the race in life. I always looked at what I would lose if I quit now. What will I lose if I quit now? And what will I lose if I don't finish? Who's it going to affect if I don't finish? There's an old song, Brother Petrie, you know what it is. Too much to gain, to lose. My song says too much to lose, to lose. I got too much to lose, to lose. So I better just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Go on with the plans as planned. Hallelujah. Because one day I know that if I forfeit, everybody's affected from my forfeiture. He said, we take all your stuff. The wife loses. the kids loses, the church loses, the kingdom of God suffers. Everything goes down when you say, I quit. I've heard it said many times when people meet adversities, you have to, and maybe you've said it, and perhaps I have. Well, I'm going to get out while the getting's good. I'm going to get out and cut my losses. Really? Really? I'm going to get out while I can. The problem is you keep getting out. The problem is that's what you said last time and the time before that. And the time before that, and before long, it's a pattern of starting and quitting, starting and quitting, starting and quitting, and you never accomplish anything because you don't finish what you start. And rather many times than counting the losses, you need to count the cost of not finishing. Hallelujah. I admire what her brother Andrew told me one day. Brother Andrew told me, and he's not here this morning. I think he's suffering kidney problems, kidney stone, bless his heart. But I remember that he told us out here one day, not long ago, and Brother Andrew did not grow up in the best of homes. I mean, it was not good at all. In fact, he told some of the young kids, he said, you see that place? That's where I was raised. And they said, no way. Oh, yes, way. And he said, I tell those kids the way out of poverty is education. That's what he said. Yeah, there you go. And people are poor in Christ because they're not educated in Christ. All they want to do is have the victory march without the victory. But he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't know enough about me that when they meet adversity, they want to quit. When they meet adversity, they want to backslide. When they meet adversity, they forfeit. My. And I appreciate him saying that because I do believe it's not, you don't need a doctor's degree, but get something. Hallelujah. Get smart in something, master something, and be temperate in all things, and you'll find yourself being moving up in life and in God. Hallelujah. The way out, many times, is finishing. It's not finishing first, in the middle, top 10. I was in the top 10 of my class. Good, that's fine. But can you do the surgery? That's what I want to know. Yeah, you know, we need to learn, like David said, to patiently wait on the Lord. It matters how you wait. And I've said before, how would you like to go to your brain surgeon? And you know, you're scheduled to have brain surgery at 3:00 and it's 3:15. Are you going to go up there and tell that receptionist, tell that doctor my time's as valuable as his? And you're next. You're next. Oh, no. Tell him, take his time. No problem. No problem. You see, you don't get to pick the test of patience. Because the Lord said, Baggett, pick your test of patience. I'd say, okay, put me in a deer blind with a lot of Diet Coke and chocolate chips and yeah, that balance each other out, you see. And I'll sit there day and night till that 10-point book comes out. You can count on me, Lord, because that's what I want to do. You don't pick the test of patience. He puts it on you. So David said, let me patiently wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And in due time, he said, don't quit, because if you forfeit, you reap zero. But if you don't faint, he said, in due time, you will reap the harvest. Hallelujah. Can you hang in there one more day? Can you hang in there one more day? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't quit. Don't quit. As they come this morning, I want them to sing that song. Yeah, y'all are scared now. The blood that Jesus shed. You see, some of y'all probably have 401ks and you have this thing. If you ever noticed on your statement, it says non-forfeiture. Forfeiture. The forfeiture is what you lose if you quit. It's what the employer has put up, but you don't get it if you quit. There's a lot of things that Christ has put up for us, but we don't get it if we quit. But there's one thing that's non-forfeitable, and you said it this morning, the love of Jesus, the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. I'll trade you those ashes and give you beauty. I'll take your situation and your situation, and I'll make good come out of it. And one day you'll look back and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. I just didn't know this. Everything was happening for my good. I just didn't realize that He really was on my side. For a while, Job said, the Almighty is against me. Look, He's taken this from me, and He's taken that from me. It looked like He's against me, but there was one thing Job didn't forfeit: his integrity to believe that God was still able. Hallelujah. I don't know if He's going to bring the three Hebrew boys out of the fire. I don't know. But the three Hebrew boys said, there's one thing I won't forfeit. He's able. And His love today and His blood is able. It's unlimited. It reaches down to the vilest sinner, from the uttermost to the guttermost. The love of God can encompass all manner of sin. Hallelujah. Even quitters. Hallelujah. What I like is God can reinstate you. The prodigal son, you know what happened? He forfeited. Yeah, that's what he did. He told Daddy, he said, I want my inheritance. And I'm leaving. I forfeit. He said, well, son, here it is. And anytime you forfeit, you end up with nothing. He got down the road, brother. No job, nobody hire him. And he's taken, and they were using and abusing this boy. And he had some old slop. I used to have a pig, and you'd feed them anything. They'd eat it and act like they was enjoying it. And I was taking this old slop. See, y'all don't know I'm a country boy. I was taking this slop to the pig, and I couldn't help but think about that prodigal son. It stunk. It was about a week's worth of our food, you know. And that prodigal son, he said, you know, I think I better eat this myself. That's how low he had gotten, because he had forfeited. He feigned desired to eat what he was fixing. And then he sat down and he said, you know what? I'm going home. I'm changing. Because I'd rather be a servant in my daddy's house be where I'm at today. But there's one thing he didn't forfeit, and he didn't think about it, was the Father still loved him. He still loves you. No matter how far you go, no matter what you do, I'm here to tell you, you can't outrun the long arm of love. There are people that are taking their last breath. He brings them nigh unto death and then forgives them of their sins. You cannot forfeit the love. And when the Father saw the Son barefooted and stinking and hungry, and when He saw Him a long ways off, He said, that's my boy. That's my boy there. Come here, my son. My son. I love you, my son. It's so good to have you, my son. And He reinstated him. Everything he lost in the house. Put the ring on his hand. He killed the fatted calf. Said, this, my son, was lost. And now he is found. I'm here to tell you, no matter where you're at in life, and no matter how many times you've quit, this time God's got confidence in you. Hallelujah. This time, God said, this time He'll get it right. This time they're going to live for me. This time, and the next time He'll say the same thing. This time they're going to live for me. This time they've got good intentions and they're able to finish. I'm telling you, we're not a God. This is not a God of a second chance. It's a God of another chance. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. I give you another chance. As you stand this morning, the blood of Jesus, as it trickled down that cross, hallelujah, it defeated legions of angels. of the devil. It defeated all demonic spirits. It can prop up any quitter. It will never lose its power. Would you sing this with them this morning?
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Why don't you close your eyes right where you're at?
Way back on Calvary. The blood that
it gives me strength. Thank you, Jesus. For when I am weak, you make me strong. Oh, yes.
It will never lose its power because it reaches.
Why don't you reach up?
To the heart.
Thank you, Jesus.